You can count on me.
It's Dean Richards in for Ro Khan tonight at WGN. Nice to have you with us. A special stop on WGN TV tomorrow. Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN TV Classics. Our two-hour look back at some of the best of Chicago classic TV, Bozo Circus, Garfield, Goose, and Friends, and Ray Rayner. Tomorrow morning, right after the holiday parade at 11. And then at 6:30 tomorrow night, I will host another WGN Family Classics. Brought back Family Classics. And tomorrow night at 6:30, we bring you Tom Hanks in Big. So that's Bozo, Gar, and Ray tomorrow morning at 11. Family Classics, Big with Tom Hanks. Tomorrow night at 6:30 on my favorite TV station, WGN-TV. 3:21 now. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today a guest that we had recently on my Sunday Food Time show, Amy Lukasik, who is with Sur La Table. Amy, what's your exact title at Sur La Table? You're like the head cooking person.
I'm the resident chef there.
The resident chef at Sur La Table. And so you're the one that you answer cooking questions, food questions. You design food demos. All things food, that's your department.
Yes.
At the culinary store Sur La Table.
Yes.
So you're the perfect person to be answering questions that people may have. Yeah. Last-minute emergency kind of questions about preparing what is probably the biggest meal of the year, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
Yeah. What should people... 312-981-7200, by the way, is our phone number. If you want to get on the line or text in a question, 312-981-7200. To ask Amy a question. What should people be doing right now? Typical kind of Thanksgiving preparation. What should be happening in the kitchen?
So what I would do is suggest that if you have any vegetables that you need cut or anything like that, get it all done tonight, get it out of the way. So that way tomorrow when you're actually doing the action of cooking and you're on the, you know, near the stove and trying to get the turkey in, you have all of that stuff already prepped out so you can just grab it and go. Even so much as pre-measuring things. I know it seems kind of tedious, but it's those little time wasters that can save you a lot of time tomorrow. You can wash the dishes tonight, so that way you don't have a full sink tomorrow.
Right. That's a good idea to get a lot of the early prep stuff done, for side dishes, right?
Exactly.
And even some of these side dishes you can not only prep, but probably even prepare tonight.
Absolutely. So
just warm it up tomorrow, right?
Yes. So tonight, just to give you an example, tonight I'm going to be cutting up all of my potatoes from my mashed potatoes, and I'm just going to keep them in a pot of water in the fridge, and then I'm just going to throw that right on the stove tomorrow.
Okay.
Green beans, if you're making green bean casserole from scratch, you can trim those green beans down. If you're going to do Brussels sprouts, trim the ends.
That's what I'm not doing Brussels sprouts, but I love Brussels sprouts. Yes. I could eat them almost every day.
Me too.
I love them. Yes. So, you know, you can clean them up and trim them and do everything but the actual cooking of them tonight.
Correct. And,
how do you do your Brussels sprouts?
So I roast them down. So I cut them in half and then I get a pan nice and hot in the oven first. So
like
I preheat.
Flat pan?
Flat sheet pan.
Flat
so
sheet pan.
I heat my, I preheat my pan in the oven when I'm preheating the oven at 425. And it just kind of gives it a little bit of a boost, right?
Okay. So
Not going on a cold pan,
okay,
yes. So wear oven mitts, be careful. And then I will take the sheet tray out of the oven. And then I put my Brussels sprouts cut side down with a little bit of vegetable oil. And I roast them down. It usually takes about 20, 25 minutes.
How many degrees?
At 425.
425.
So I want them to be nice and crispy. Even those loose leaves that tend to fall off when you trim the ends, throw them on there because they get nice and crispy and they're absolutely delicious.
Yep.
I take them out of the oven and then I prepare a bacon vinaigrette that I toss over them right at service.
Okay, so all you're doing is roasting with the olive oil.
Yep.
And then later on putting the bacon vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Done.
Extremely simple.
I love your recipe. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I do same thing.
Yeah.
For this time of year, I would do it in the oven, but I really love doing them outside on my grill because it gets a little nice little
smokiness
in it.
Yes.
I just put a little olive oil and balsamic vinegar and call it a day. Delicious.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with the
balsamic. You can even shave some Parmesan on there, too.
What do you do with them, Pam?
I like mine with garlic. I like to put fresh garlic in there and let that caramelize down, too. I like them all caramelized.
Yes.
a nice,
but I got to try your bacon vinaigrette. That is a nice twist.
Yeah, I've had that. That's pretty special. Okay. Well, so all the prep stuff. Now, somebody told me that you could boil the potatoes for the mashed potatoes today.
Mm-hmm.
That you could do everything except put the milk and everything in them now. Have all that ready to go, and then you put the milk and the butter and whatever. Some people put cream cheese in it, whatever you put in your mashed potatoes, and just do all that tomorrow. So you can get all that done today, too.
Absolutely. So I would say if you're going to add butter to it, I would add the butter right as the potatoes are hot, so that way it melts in nicely. But, yeah, definitely you can add your cream or milk. I add sour cream to mine, and you could do all that tomorrow right on the stove.
That's some good stuff there. Oh, yeah. Hey, Don, are you there? You're on WGN.
I am. Thank you.
What's your question?
I have a 23-pound turkey. I'm just wondering how long it should take to defrost it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Are you telling me that this is a 23-pound frozen turkey right at this moment?
Yes, I'm telling you that, yes.
Oh, you may want to think about going bowling with that turkey.
Really?
So for a turkey that big, ideally you would like to thaw it out in the refrigerator for at least 3 to 4 days. Now, since it is frozen, you are not out of luck. What I would suggest is to put that turkey in your sink, maybe in a colander or something with a foot on it, and run tepid water over it and run it over it for a while.
Not hot water
and not freezing, tepid. And start there. And it's going to take a little bit. Keep turning it every now and then. But that's going to be the most ideal way to defrost it without, throwing it in the microwave. All the millennials are asking the question now. How can I cook it in the microwave?
Maybe I should keep it for Christmas and go buy a ham.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's not a terrible idea.
Or do both.
Yeah. Realistically, well, a 23, with your method, how long should it take for a 23-pound bird?
It's going to take a while. So I would do four-hour spurts because you don't want your turkey sitting out, 8 hours in your sink running. So I would do at least 4 hours tonight, throw it in your fridge, and then get up really early tomorrow morning and do it again. And then take it out of the the wrapping and make sure you're getting water inside the cavity to kind of break up those ice crystals in there, or get in there with your hands and pull out those ice crystals yourself.
All right. Good luck to you, my friend. I appreciate your call. 312-981-7200. 708, here you go. You did not want to hear someone's got a frozen solid turkey this close to dinner time. What's the secret way to cut a rutabaga?
Secret way. So what
I've never cooked a rutabaga in my life.
So it's a root vegetable. What I would do is be very careful because it is a little bit fibrous. So it's going to take a little bit of elbow grease. Make sure your knife is sharp. But after you peel it, what I would do is snip off both ends. So that way you have a flat side that you can kind of stand it up on. And what I would do is just cut kind of the rutabaga into planks, depending on how you're preparing it. It kind of depends on how big you want to cut them. But if you're going to just do roasted rutabaga, or if you're going to puree it up, just do half-inch dice and just cut it into planks first and then do plank by plank,
cut it into half-inch sticks,
so to speak, and then cut the sticks down and do it that way.
All right, hope that helps. We're going to take some more calls after we get a quick news, traffic, weather, sports update, all next. All of a sudden, David's doing Senor Wences in there. Explain to all of you under 80 years old who Senor Wences is. You know who Senor Wences is? Actually, producer Curtis. The popular character that used to be on the Ed Sullivan Show. Do you know who Ed Sullivan is?
I know who Ed Sullivan is.
Okay. I even remember Topo Gigio. Those were the days. Tell you what. But today is the day before Thanksgiving, and that's why Amy Lukasik is here. From Sur La Table, the All Things Culinary Store, having a huge Black Friday sale tomorrow, or third Friday, I guess.
Friday.
Is why they would call it Black Friday.
Yes.
So if anyone's into anything culinary, Sur La Table is the place. Amy is tell me your title again. I keep forgetting that.
The resident chef.
The resident chef. She's in charge of all things cooking there. And somebody was calling in and asking, what do you have a good recipe for the traditional green bean casserole? And when I think of that, I think of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, the string beans that are never prepared properly with still with the stems on them, and the canned French fried onions on top of it. I'm not judging. I'm not saying it's bad. It's quite delicious. But then you told me how you make them.
Yes.
And it sounds like super delicious.
Yes. So I have members of my family who love the green bean casserole. And to be quite honest with you, I refuse to use canned soup. So I kind of came up with a way to definitely fill that spot at the table, but without having to do any, you know, use anything like a
process.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So in a sense, what I do is I use fresh green beans. I blanch them off. So that's par cooking. Just until they're nice and bright and green. Still have a little bit of...
And clean the stem. Take the stems off.
Take the stems off.
Take the stems off.
Yes. And then in lieu of the cream of mushroom soup, I make my own mushroom gravy, so to speak.
Mm.
So I start off with butter in the pan and saute shallot, garlic, and I put in a little bit of red pepper, but you can take that out.
Yum.
And a good amount of mushrooms. I mean, we're talking a lot because they cook down.
All right.
So shiitakes, cremini's, I would stay away from the white button. You want to have mushrooms that have a little bit of flavor.
Right.
So saute those up. And then you're going to hit the pan with a little bit of flour. So basically what you're doing is you're building a roux, which is a thickening agent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to give the sauce the viscosity so it coats the green beans as
it
should.
Right.
And then you're going to add chicken stock to that and cook it down a little bit. And then you'll see it'll thicken.
Naturally thicken up
naturally
by itself.
Thicken right. all by itself. Throw your green beans in, toss it, throw it in the casserole dish, and bake it at 375.
All right.
And then obviously the best part is those crunchy
onions, right?
And again, I refuse to buy store-bought. So what I do is I take leeks and I only use the white and light green part.
Okay.
Cut them in half.
Right.
And then cut like half moon shapes.
Right.
And break them up a little bit, dust them in some flour, and then throw them in some oil and fry them up. And it takes 2 seconds for them to fry up, and they turn beautiful golden brown.
I bet that's super delicious.
Yes.
630 area code said, bought my thermometer because of the last interview when you were on my Sunday show.
Yes.
What about cooking the turkey in sections based on the cooking times? Is that faster? If you cut up the turkey and cook it in sections that way?
It would be faster. For me, it's a little bit more of a pain, only because you have to just kind of monitor all the sections and then make sure that everything comes out.
They have different cooking times, right?
Yeah, and then everything comes out at the same time. Ultimately, the best way, in my opinion, to prepare is everything all together. So you get the nice, beautiful roasted turkey. You have the skin intact.
Right.
And as long as you cook it to 165, all parts of your turkey should be moist.
That's what I was going to ask you. What does the temperature have to be to know that it's done?
165.
165.
Yes.
Get yourself, if you don't have one, get yourself a good instant read thermometer.
Yes.
And check the thickest part of the meats.
Of the thigh.
Of the thigh is
yes.
the place to do it.
And you just want to make sure that you don't hit bone because that's going to give you an off reading.
Okay. Here's Kay on the line at 312-981-7200. Happy Thanksgiving, Kay. You're on WGN.
Thank you. I just have a question on my potatoes. 18 pounds of them are all peeled and in water and covered in a pot, but I don't have room in my refrigerator. Can I put them in the garage?
Absolutely. So I would just make sure that you wrap that pot top to bottom. I've had an instance where I did the same thing in my Rottweiler got into the food and decided to have an early Thanksgiving dinner. So that is completely fine. Just make sure that the potatoes are covered with at least an inch of water. Wrap that pot really tight and well. You can even take some plastic wrap, kind of stretch it out, and then tie it around the rim, and then tie it so it's extra secure.
Extra secure. And it should certainly be cold enough tonight.
Extra secure from an animal, not from the cold or anything, right?
I'm sorry?
To protect from the animals, the cold.
Yeah, the critters, you know, dust.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good luck. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Did you have to resist the urge to laugh a little bit when the Rottweiler got into the food?
It was,
Because you got to admit, it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, so he got into our sweet potato casserole, and, you know, we had two pans of it, and we were trying to, you know, reprimand him, like, what did you do? And
bad,
he's just standing.
Bad dog, that's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, and he's
bad
falling
dog,
asleep
so
because obviously he's in food coma because.
It's like a Christmas story when
right?
they get in, they eat the turkey on Christmas.
Exactly. But also, actually, now that I think of it, a little bit dangerous for a dog having.
They're extremely.
I'm sure if it was just sweet potatoes loaded with sugar
and butter.
Extremely dangerous for dogs.
Yeah, so we kept him outside in case it bothered his stomach.
We'll go for Chinese food. I've seen that movie. Not sure if you covered this already. Will my 26-pound turkey be large enough for 18 guests? I would think so.
Absolutely.
What's the rule, like a pound per person?
So for a turkey, you got to think that there's going to be a little bit of shrinkage. So if you're going to have a 26-pound turkey with, you know, cooking the actual turkey, roasting it down, you're going to lose some of that. But about 6 to 7 ounces is a really good kind of guideline.
Okay. Another quick turkey question from Robert calling from Dixon, Illinois. Happy Thanksgiving. You're on WGN.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I was wondering, I got a really big stove, it's like a big Thermador 2 oven, and I've never really used the, the air circulating in
convection.
There.
Convection?
Convection, yeah. I've never really used the convection oven side of it. I was wondering if you stuff the turkey and use the convection side, is the inside going to get done as the same as the outside?
If you stuff your turkey, if it's going to be done in as the same time as your turkey, am I understanding that question correctly?
Yeah, because if you stuff it, I think that air circulating around the turkey is going to cook the turkey before it gets really
faster,
inside.
Faster than the stuffing?
Than the stuffing, yes.
So can I ask, is your stuffing going to be pre-cooked or is it raw going into the turkey?
Raw,
okay. So what I would actually do is I would pre-cook that stuffing a bit in the pan. If you're worried about it, and then stuff your turkey with it. I do a sausage stuffing, and I cook it in the pan until it's brown, and then I put it in my turkey, so it kind of gives it a leg up, so that way you don't have raw stuffing and a cooked turkey. But with your convection, though, that you're very lucky because convection is awesome. And so the only thing that I would suggest is it's not going to cook the outside of your turkey and then not do anything on the inside. It's going to cook actually a little bit more even than a conventional oven, and it'll cook it a little bit faster.
Because
the heat is circulating
yes. with convection.
Right.
Well, good luck with that, Robert. Have a great holiday. Thank you.
All right, you too, guys. Thank you very much.
312-981-7200. We'll get to more of your questions for Amy Lukasik, resident chef, Sir La Table in Old Orchard. Coming up a little bit later on, just after 4 o'clock. Martha Stewart talking about Thanksgiving. She was here in Chicago this past Saturday, and we sat down and talked with her exclusively. We'll share that with you still to come. Resident chef Amy Lukasik from Sir La Table, the culinary store in Old Orchard, is here tonight answering your last-minute holiday preparation, cooking preparation questions. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number if you want to call in, if you want to text in. A question. Here is Joan in Oak Park. Happy Thanksgiving. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. It was sort of a similar question to one you addressed earlier, which is thawing of a turkey. I always buy a fresh turkey. And today, when I went to Whole Foods, they gave me this turkey, 24 and a half pounds, which is fine, but it's hard as a rock. So I said to the folks, I'm like, don't you have a fresh turkey? That's what I ordered. And they're like, no, this is what we have. So they basically told me, this really isn't frozen. It's like the regulations require turkeys to be shipped in ice or something. And they're like, just stick it in the refrigerator and it'll be fine by the time, you know, you have to cook it at noon tomorrow. So I just wondered, when I heard your guest say you should put a turkey like that seems frozen. Like that, by the way, I haven't taken it out of the package, but I just checked on it. I picked it up around noon, and I've had it in my refrigerator since then. And, yeah, there's a wee bit of a give, you know, when you feel through the package, but it's hard as a rock. So I just wondered if I should do what your guest had said, something about, you know, putting it in the sink and running the water constantly for 4 hours.
We'll repeat that for you, but if the bird, the way that you're describing it, two words come to mind: frozen solid.
Yeah,
I mean that's what it sounds like. There's no such thing as the bird's not really frozen.
No.
if it's hard,
it's frozen.
It's frozen.
It sounds like do you believe my eyes? Do you believe your touch? It?
So just real quick, Amy, just repeat what she needs to do if she's how big is the bird? How many pounds?
It's a 24 and a half.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
So don't fret. There is a way to come past this. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to take the turkey out of the wrapping, put it in a colander, heavy duty colander, or something perforated, in your sink that preferably has a foot on it. So that way it doesn't plug your drain. And you're going to run tepid water over that turkey, probably for about a good 4 hours this evening. I would start
just
tonight.
Run the water constantly, did you say?
I'm sorry?
Running the water constantly. Why don't you put the headphones on so you can hear?
Yeah, running the water constantly. And what this is going to do is it's a safe way to defrost any poultry or any sort of protein. And you will want to do that for about 4 hours and then put it on a sheet tray overnight in your fridge to thaw. And then you're going to do that again tomorrow morning. Make sure that you get some water in the cavity, because a lot of the frozen water and ice crystals are going to be in that cavity. Kind of reach in there with your hand and kind of pick that out, so that way the water can penetrate.
Circulate a little
bit. Circulate
inside there.
Okay. I'm sorry for asking a stupid question. But tepid, what is it? It's not cold. It's not hot. It's like in between.
Yes. Not hot, not ice cold. Kind of in between. Yeah.
Yes, tepid.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you. Same to you. Yeah, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing. We all just think, it's Thanksgiving. Everyone has done Thanksgiving dinner. It's so easy. But people come up with these last minute questions. Like, is it Rena? You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I have a problem with one oven and lots of baking to do. I like my turkey done in the oven, but I wondered, I have a big electric roaster, and if I could brown it well in the oven for a couple hours and then move it to the roaster, would that work?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's actually a good way to kind of utilize your space there.
that makes me very happy.
Yes.
Because I have a lot of things to do in that oven.
Right. I mean, there's that. It's not going to be that cold during the day tomorrow. I've done turkeys on my outdoor grill, and they're delicious on the outdoor grill. That also frees up the oven inside. I'm not saying you want to get your grill going.
I would
outside.
Love to have someone but it, do it for me. But
yeah.
Right.
You want me to come over? You want me to come over to the house tomorrow?
Oh, that would be great. Come on out to Aurora. You come out here to the Paramount quite a bit.
Yes, I do. Dean's Cooking Service, now open. Rena, good luck.
I'll bring your grill with you, though.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And this is Sue in Elmwood Park. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
And regarding the green bean casserole, I just wondered if I could pretty much prepare all the thing tonight as, for example, per your recipe, Amy.
Yeah.
And then... and then, obviously, add the onions and bake it tomorrow. And then, obviously, put the onions on top then.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing this evening. So, definitely, you can prepare it, put it in the casserole dish that you're going to bake it in. Easy peasy.
Put it in the fridge or in the
put it in the fridge
garage
or in the garage
or someplace where it'll stay cold. And then
thank you so much.
And then you're just going to warm it up and put the Krispies on top right before you serve it, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you. So, Amy, if people want to get questions answered, they can call the store. They can stop by Sur La Table at Old Orchard, right?
Absolutely. So that's, you know, it's one of the things where we want to be your resource for not only tools and gadgets, which are a ton of fun, but all things culinary, all things cooking. So there is, you know, always a chef on site. If there isn't, our retail associates are awesome. I mean, we're food geeks. We love food. We love talking about food. So yep. If you ever have any questions, call any one of our Sur La Table locations, or you can call Sur La Table Orchard and talk to me. And we'll definitely try to help answer any questions you have. I always say at the end of my cooking classes, if you have any culinary woes or anything like that at home, to please call us and use us as a resource.
Great. It's nice of you to come in tonight. We appreciate it. Amy Lucas, Sur La Table, Old Orchard. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Amy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. We'll update news coming up next, WGN.